In the near future, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says it will display the entire printer's manuscript of the Book of Mormon. The LDS Church just purchased the majority of the almost two-century-old documents from the Community of Christ for $35 million.
The printer's manuscript is in wonderful condition. I, along with a colleague, was able to be in Independence on Monday to actually make that acquisition, and we went through every single page, verified it against the Revelations and Translation Volume 3 of the Joseph Smith Papers to make sure it was all intact and as advertised, and in fact it was. It was conserved by a team here back in 1997. We've had a long-standing relationship with the Community of Christ, and so we know and love and have taken care of that manuscript in collaboration with them for many, many years.
Assistant church historian Reed Nielsen says the church owned around a quarter of the manuscript before the recent purchase.
Joseph Smith put it in the cornerstone of the Nauvoo house, and it was destroyed by water and humidity and things over the intervening decades. But it was Emma Smith's husband, Louis Biedemann, who then brought it forward and was able to make it available to Latter-day Saints and other interested people. The church owns about 26% of that manuscript, the other 2% being in the hands of private collectors or the University of Utah. So it was very significant to see the other 72% come together for the first time into the church's holdings. For 72% of the Book of Mormon, this is the earliest text that we have of that sacred record.
Nielsen says the document is in pretty good shape.
It's virtually intact. On the first page, there's the bottom two lines that have been damaged, but otherwise we have the entire printer's manuscript, thankfully. It is here in the Church History Library. We have a state-of-the-art preservation facility, high security, and we want to make sure that we have all the humidity and safety controls in place for a treasure like this, and we do.
So when will the manuscript be available for the public to see? Right now, people can view a few pages inside the church's history museum. Nielsen says a bigger display will probably come in the future.